Welcome to the Ian and
Snoop
Breakfast Show.
He's got a breakfast show.
Breakfast show.
He's got a breakfast show.
It's on the radio. Welcome to the Ian and
Snoop
Breakfast Show.
Breakfast show. He's got a breakfast show.
Breakfast show.
He's got a breakfast show.
On the radio.
How's it going there? Welcome along to the Best of Breakfast podcast, where we bring you all the tastiest bits of brekkie from the past week on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show. A couple of gift grubs on the way. One that introduces us to John Delaney's new Green Finger TV show. And the other is a reaction to the Manchester Derby on Wednesday evening. The Liverpool fans, not too happy at all. We've also got some of our listeners telling us about their Dare to Care events. That's happening on Tuesday, the big National Day of Dancing. Victoria, actually, she's got her one on in Carrick and Shannon today. And love was in the air during the week with a nice engagement story and a couple who wanted to surprise each other live on the air on their wedding day. Oh, and we had these three words. We had a winner. Yes, indeed. €1,650 is now gone. We have a new one starting tomorrow.
Unforgivable.
That was the voice. That was the piece of audio. And basically, somebody won it. Not bad at all. Now, have you ever heard of the term gardening leave? It's what John Delaney is on right now. And there's been all that drama over the FAI. So he's just sort of taking a bit of time out, so to speak, on full pay as well, by the way. An employee's suspension from work on full pay for the duration of a notice period, typically to prevent them from having any further influence on the organisation or from accessing confidential information. So with this in mind, the Gift Grub team imagined what he may be up to now that he has some time on his green fingers.
Oh yeah, I'm John Delaney. Welcome to Gardening Leave, the show where I get paid for doing nothing except pottering around the garden. Sure, what's new, says you. This is my assistant, Eddie.
Hello there.
Eddie will be helping me to sort out a few things in the garden before the weather gets too hot to handle, if you know what I mean. Isn't that right, Eddie?
That's right, John.
Right. Well, as any good gardener would say, let's start with the grassroots. Oh, there you are. I believe the grassroots are an important thing in any garden. Digging is not only vital, but therapeutic. I like to do my own digging, rather than hiring in people to do the digging for me. You never know what they might uncover underneath the topsoil.
Tough work, John.
You're working up a good sweat there, Eddie.
You'd be sweating too, if you had to deal with the amount of dirt that I'm looking at.
A mulcher will help fertilise your garden.
There you go, John.
Anything will do, just throw it in the mulcher.
Yeah.
Leaves, grass, or any unwanted paper you might have lying around the house or office.
Stack of it here, John.
Fire it in there, Eddie. It all makes great mulching. Then bury the mulch deep in the hole. Now you can plant your seeds. But you don't want your plants inveigling themselves on each other. I like to use mini dividers, which act as borders. I find a great mini divider are credit cards.
There's about 70 credit cards here.
Place each credit card gently between the seed beds, making sure it never touches the grass roots.
Oh, that's lovely, John. Lovely.
Right. Let's get to the flowers.
Now, look at them lovely tulips.
Oh, they're beauts, they are, John.
These are known as Abbottstown tulips from the genus Forgetus Maximus.
Oh.
Notice the heads. They're large, showy, bulbous, and generally a purpley red colour. They need a lot of looking after.
You can say that again, John.
Now the roses. How many roses do we have today, Eddie?
One, I think, John.
Was it not 24, Eddie?
Oh, yeah.
Jeez, I thought you forgot there for a second.
No, the other 23 roses are set behind the hedge.
Yeah. So you'd never see them
no.
If you weren't looking.
Yeah.
Now it's time for your texts and tweets.
Yeah.
Once again, thanks for all your support. Eddie?
Yeah, text in from Michael in Kerry. Best show I've ever seen, bar none. John, can you tell me what's in season at the moment?
Thanks, Michael. Well, leeks are in season at the moment, Michael. Now, I'm not a fan of leeks per se.
No, dirty.
But a lot of people swear by them. I prefer not to have them in my garden at all.
Aoife wants to know, what is the best way, John, to protect my plants from cats, dogs and assorted vermin.
Yeah. Great question, Aoife. Yeah. Have you tried stonewalling?
Oh, stonewalling.
Stonewalling creates an impermeable barrier which keeps unwanted pests at bay. Nice bit of whitewash comes up lovely as well.
Donal wants to know, what do you think of allotments, John?
Thanks, Donal. Allotments are great as a little sideline to your garden. I have a little allotment in Europe, Donal. It's only small at the moment, but over in Europe you can grow things you never even dreamed of in Ireland. Okay, well, that's just about it for gardening leave.
How are you, John?
Oh, how are you, Dennis? How's the garden?
Ah, ticking away. I'm running out of broad bean seeds here.
I'll lend you all the bean seeds you need, Dennis.
Oh, are you sure, John?
Sure, what's a few beans between friends, Dennis, huh?
Get out of that garden, Delaney.
Oh, your gosh.
Today FM. Today FM's National Day of Dancing. It's this Tuesday. We're all heading for the National Stadium and we're going to be there for the morning during Dermot and Dave's show, and it'll all culminate and climax, so to speak, at about 11:45. Be a dancer for cancer is our motto, and for the past few weeks we've been asking you to get involved. One day, one song, Shut Up and Dance by Walk the Moon, one cause to raise as much money as possible for the Irish Cancer Society, and we can do get as much as we possibly can. So let's hear what Jennifer O'Connor is getting up to on that day. I want to talk to Jennifer O'Connor, who is in Wexford, and she works in Wexford County Council, and they have organised a huge event to support Dare to Care. And thanks a million to everybody right across the country who are letting us know about theirs. You can let us know at todayfm.com/dare to care and get all the details. Jennifer, how are you?
Hi, Ian, how are you?
Very good. So Wexford County Council, tell us what you're doing.
Okay, well, we're going to have a big event here next Tuesday. We're going to be Dancers for Cancers at 11 a.m. And we're just inviting, like, our neighbouring kind of companies. We're inviting the public. Like, we'll have our, hopefully we'll have a lot of our own staff here.
Yeah.
We're also inviting some local cancer support groups to join us for the dance.
Excellent.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll have a good...
So where is that going to be? Where are you? Is your kind of main office?
Yeah, it's in our county hall in Carriglawn here in Wexford.
Yeah, in Wexford, very good. And it's 11 o'clock. And is it a free-for-all? Can people just arrive and just donate?
Yeah, they can come and donate. We'll have donation buckets and stuff like that. And we have
good.
A GoFundMe page. And hopefully we'll raise a lot of money for the Irish Cancer Society.
And I believe you've got a very special guest. My old friend Phil Cawley is going to be attending on
we
the day as well.
So, yeah, hopefully Phil will come down and help us in. He might do a bit of dancing for us.
Oh, no better man to strut his funky stuff, I'll tell you. So, good man, Phil. Very good. So, there's a workforce in Wexford County Council of 1,000 people. So, you've a good start there, haven't you?
We do. Well, that was kind of one of the reasons I organised it, because... Yeah. I'm actually involved in another kind of event for the Irish Cancer Society called Relay for Life. A very good friend of mine is a cancer survivor and she kind of got me involved. So I really enjoy it. And when my colleague had told me about the Dare to Care campaign for Today FM, I said, with a workforce of 1,000 people, we just have to get involved in this.
Very
and,
good.
You know, try and raise as much money as possible. Because we'd have a lot of staff here ourselves that, like them and their families.
Yeah, well, hopefully they all get out there. Yeah, everybody's been touched by it. It's brilliant.
Exactly.
So join Phil and Jennifer O'Connor and all the gang down, Wexford County Council, 11 o'clock next Tuesday. Thanks a million, Jennifer.
Thanks,
fair play to you. Cheers.
Bye.
Good luck.
Bye.
Great stuff, Jennifer. Pleasure to talk to you. That might be even bigger than what we're doing ourselves. Oh my God. But we'll have Wild Youth and loads more celebrity guests along with us as well. And you can get your dancing shoes on there at 11:45. If you want to get tickets to come and join us, they're free, by the way. Go to todayfm.com/dance. And if Tuesday doesn't suit you and you want to get involved, simply set up your own fundraiser whenever and wherever you are. And check out todayfm.com/dare to care for all the details on that. And that's exactly what Victoria is doing at 10 a.m. today. Have a listen. Morning, Victoria. How are you?
Good morning, Ian. Good, thank you. And yourself?
Great. How's the dance school going?
Good, thank you. We're on a bit of a break at the minute for Easter. So,
right.
But we've a big show coming up when we get back. And
okay.
Lots of things happening.
Okay, and so this Sunday you're getting all the pupils and the parents as well. They're going to come together to be a dancer for cancer, eh?
That's the plan. We're trying to get as many people, they don't have to be dancers, it can be the parents that bring the children each week or anyone else who wants to come in.
Right, okay. And why did you decide to get involved?
Well, it's a great cause. When I heard the name, obviously, it'd be silly for us not to do something. We're always dancing, you know. So that's why we...
And I suppose, and you know, you see people just being affected all the time. It's a real scourge in society, and it's, you know, it's nice to try and help out because everybody's been affected in some way, I think.
Absolutely. Sadly, it's, you know, part of so many people's lives. We've all seen it. So.
So what time is it all going to be happening at on Sunday?
10 o'clock in the morning. We're doing it on Sunday to get everyone in, basically. So. Yeah. We can still maybe do it on Tuesday, wherever we are. But we're in 10 o'clock at Carrick Studio.
Carrick Studio, okay. 10 o'clock, not a bit early on a Sunday, no?
It might be, but we've got loads of eager dancers in the area. I know that we'll rally them up.
I know. I know the great people of Carrick and Shannon. I'm sure a lot of them are listening in right now. I'm sure they're going to turn up in their droves and get involved. So it's
I've
in
got
the...
a few texts. To bribe a few more to come in too. So. Yeah.
Very good.
They're listening. So.
Okay. So can they get in touch with you in some way? Is there some contact or just...
They can. There's the Facebook page, Victoria Walker Dance, or they can use the school number on the website, victoriawalkerdance.ie.
Victoria Walker Dance.
They can just turn up too.
Yeah, excellent. Today FM. Lifelong Liverpool fans, Eamon Dunphy, okay, Stevie G and Phil Thompson got a bit of a doing during the week after Man City beat Man United 2-0 in the derby. We gave them all a call on Gift Grub to get their reactions. Eamon Dunphy for Gift Grub this morning. What did you think, Eamon?
Yes, psychologically, I was in a very difficult place last night, Ian, because... As a Liverpool fan, I found myself shouting for United,
right,
which is, in essence, a flip-flop.
Right.
However, because every Liverpool fan was shouting for United, every Liverpool fan was on a flip-flop,
right,
which meant that my flip-flop wasn't original or controversial,
right,
which was fatal for me. I needed to do something different.
Right. As a Liverpool fan?
No. I'm not a Liverpool fan.
You're not a Liverpool. Oh, what, you're back now at Man United again?
No, United are finished. They're a busted flush. Well. I'm coming out today as a Manchester City fan, Ian. Yes.
Well, come on, Eamon.
Yes, no.
How can you do that? You're Manchester City now.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's called a reverse inside-out three-way flip-flop. Now, this has never been seriously attempted before in the national media. Joe Brawley had a go about 5 years ago. Yeah. It didn't work. You can read all about it in today's Star. It's a blue moon today, baby, that's paying the bills. Yes.
Very good.
Thank you.
Phil Thompson, former Liverpool captain and Gillette Soccer Saturday regular on Sky Sports as well. How was it for you, Phil?
Oh, do you know what? It was very, very, very strange, Jeff.
Ian, sorry.
Ian, you're looking at the TV and... You hear yourself shouting, come on, Pogba, good lad, Rashford, go on, United.
Yeah.
And then you're on your couch and you look around and you're ashamed of yourself and you're disgusted.
Yeah.
You know, because that's sacrilegious.
Yeah.
You know, it's a very strange feeling, Jeff. You know, the best way I can put it is this. It's like being married to Sandra for 45 years and suddenly you wake up one day and you fancy Derek next door in number 35. It's all wrong, Jeff. It's all wrong.
It's all wrong. It must be nerve-wracking for Liverpool fans, you know.
We're all on tenterhooks up here, Jeff, in every sense, you know. The normal, everyday activity.
Yeah.
I come down in the morning, I put the bread in the toaster, I'm staring at the toast, my fingers are in my mouth, I'm chewing my nails off, I'm counting down the minutes and the seconds, 3, 2, 1, come on the toast, come on, get out, pop out, come on, get out. I think the toast is offside.
Phil, thank you very much. Here we go. Stevie G. Stevie G is on the line. Hi, Stevie.
I did warn you. I would advise anyone in Liverpool with hope to get out now while you can. The apocalypse is beginning. There's nothing left here but pain. Time to start building for next year.
Oh, God. Thanks a million, Stevie. Had to happen. Who? What? Jose. Hello?
I see the honeymoon is over. They said, why bother going out to fancy restaurant to eat when you can have steak at home? I suppose it all depends who's cooking the steak. Can you smell it? I think it's done.
Today FM. Now, this voice, my God, really lashing him in there today. This voice,
unforgivable,
has been driving people nuts over the last few months on our These Three Words quiz. The first two celebrities went pretty quickly, but the remaining male voice was proving a lot more elusive. That was until dan, 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 Philip Murphy got through to us on Friday morning and surprised us all. I mean, I was just saying, what did he just say what I thought he said? Anyway, here he is. Philip Murphy's in Lucan. Philip, good morning.
Morning, Ian. How are you?
Grant, what do you think?
Is it Lance Armstrong?
Lance Armstrong, he of the cycling fraternity. It is, my God!
I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
Unbelievable it is.
Thanks very much.
Lance Armstrong. Everybody was going for, I don't know what it was, because there was a film called Unforgivable, was there The Unforgiven or something like that? So I think a lot of people were going down the showbiz route and the whole thing. Lance Armstrong, how did you do that? Tell us all.
Dr. Mall had an interview a couple of years ago.
Yeah?
And it just tweaked me a few weeks ago.
Yeah?
I said, that's Lance Armstrong. And I said, there has to be here.
Yeah.
And then I just went back over the podcast and I listened to his voice. Now, I didn't hear the word, but the voice, I said, that's definitely him.
So you didn't hear the word unforgivable in there? Because he probably hasn't said that often, but he did say it in that case.
You can say it all you like, now I don't care.
Yeah. Unforgivable. You've done us €1,650.
Fantastic.
Well done, Philip.
I was up for a horrible day there, isn't it?
There you go. The sun is now shining in your world. Here it is in full, by the way. This was the piece was taken from, just to prove it to you. Not that you don't trust us.
If they're mad forever, I also understand that. You know, if it's unforgivable, there's nothing I can do about that. I can't change it. I can't fight it.
Love was in the air during the week as we had a little chat with a newly engaged couple, John and Breda. And then on Friday morning, we had a couple who were getting married that day and wanted to surprise each other on the show. Let's hear what happened.
Yeah, Homer had a great weekend. Oh, sorry, Ian. Yeah, no, we got engaged.
You got it.
Yeah.
So you're set. Now, it's not, you didn't get engaged. Homer's the dog, yeah? Breda is the love of your life.
Exactly. That's right. Yeah.
And did you do it traditionally? Did you get down on one knee and all that business?
I got down on both knees, Ian.
Really?
Kind of went into a full knee slide at the end, kind of in a moment of panic.
Right.
But
and did it happen in a kind of romantic location? And
yeah, it was where we met on our first date in Kilfarracy near Tramore in Waterford.
Right.
And yeah, we'd been to the in our camper van there on a few occasions. And
right. Okay.
She went down, I dropped her off. I said, you take the dog up the beach, I have a quick phone call to make.
Yeah.
So I phoned her dad and her mum to make sure they were okay with
the you got the permission. My God, you're traditional. Good on you. Fair
exactly,
play to you.
Yeah. And up the beach, and she's, I kind of collect rocks, and that's another story, but
yeah.
She had a big rock for me for the garden, and she said, I got you a present. And I said, well,
I got you something too.
Yeah,
that was it. God, brilliant. Very good. Well, congratulations. And I believe the ring was like a hot potato in your pocket as well.
Couldn't. Only collected it that evening and couldn't get rid of it quick enough. Yeah.
And well, listen, congratulations to you and to Breda as well. How are you, Breda? How's it going?
Hi, Ian. Thank you very much.
Congratulations. Michael Delaney. Hello, Michael. How are you?
Good, and you, Ian?
Are you well today?
I'm all right now.
You'd want to be. It's a special day for you, isn't it?
Oh, it is. I think it's nearly the most special day in my life.
Tell us what it is. What's going on today?
I'm marrying the love of my life, Breda McDonald.
Ah, Breda McDonald. She's a lovely girl. God bless her. And where did the pair of you meet?
We met down in Laois, so we did. She was down for a weekend with the girls.
Oh, she's not from Laois. She's not from around your part, no?
God, no. I'm rescuing her from the west.
She's from Galway, I believe. Yeah,
Edford in Galway.
Yeah, very good. Well, listen. So you met in Laois, and she was over there for a little while, and you fell in love, obviously, immediately. And do you think the feeling was mutual?
I'd like to hope so. Anyway.
But apparently, the pair of you listen to the show every day, so that's a good start, isn't it? You have something in common, anyway.
Exactly.
And just to prove, Michael, that you are very well suited to each other, right?
Yes.
She's actually on the line because she had the same idea and she got in touch with us. Breda, hello.
Hi, Ian.
Happy wedding day to you, Breda.
Thanks very much.
So, and Breda, did he give the story out properly there? Yes, that's how it all happened.
One, he remembers it like I do.
Ah, excellent, very good. So Michael, what's everything all set? Where's everything going to be happening? Is it in Galway or in Laois?
Well, I'm here in Anglers Rest in Headford at the moment. So the church is in Headford, and we're going to Rahim Wood in Athenry afterwards.
Oh, very good. Okay, well that'll be nice, won't it? And I believe you've got a little surprise for Breda this morning, Michael.
I do. I got fierce grief when these tickets went on sale that I wasn't.
I think she knows what it is. Go on.
I think one of her.
Oh, great.
Pink.
So you've got pink tickets.
Yes.
And I think your bridesmaid there has just passed on the envelope to you. This is all very well organised.
Very well organised.
That's it for this week's Best of Breakfast podcast. To get in touch anytime you like on breakfast@todayfm.com, and maybe you're only one email, this email, away from being our star of next week's podcast. Go on, you never know. We'd love to hear from you.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show
with Renault.
Weekdays from 7 a.m. on Today FM.